Hi, good morning, and welcome to the ShareWell podcast. ShareWell is all about speaking our truth to help others to live their truth. So my name is Tina. I am an avid DIYer and furniture painter, and I'm also the author of the blog Old Made New. So in this week's episode on the podcast, it's called Knowing Your Worth, and I ain't talking dollars. So last week in my very first ever episode, I gave you the broad strokes. This week, we're going to dig in a little bit. But before we do that, I just want to thank my listeners and a very special thank you to all of the women that reached out to me directly with so much love and so much support. It was just so humbling and I'm so grateful for y'all. You let me know that I'm not alone and I'm not crazy for doing this thing that's been on my heart and on my soul for so long. So thank you so much. I love you girls and I am going to be forever grateful. Okay. So knowing your worth, ladies, this is such a hard lesson for me. It took me a while to learn it. So as I shared last week, I am a sex trafficking survivor and a recovering drug addict. I am very proud to say that I escaped that life over 25 years ago, and I have not looked back. But now that doesn't mean that I knew my worth for the last 25 years. I just want to get that straight. If I'm being completely honest, I didn't understand that completely until I got closer to like 40. Whether it was the men in my life, or even people that I called my friends, I continuously made excuses for their bad behavior and accepted them treating me in a manner less than I deserved just because they said those magic words, "I love you." So I think I primarily did this because I didn't believe that I deserved any better. I mean, they weren't beating me. I wasn't being raped. They weren't selling my body to anyone else. I wasn't homeless. I wasn't on drugs. But it all boiled down to me. It had nothing to do with them. I was still carrying around all of that shame. And I just didn't think that I deserved any better. So I didn't demand any better for myself. I had to learn how to love me. I had to learn how to forgive myself and put all that blame and shame of what I had to live through where it actually belonged, which wasn't entirely at my door. Did I make some poor choices? Yeah, I sure did. And I had to forgive myself for those and move forward. But, you know, someone that I loved and that I trusted and that I thought loved me manipulated me and hurt me. And that wasn't my fault. So I don't own that shame anymore. He does. As soon as I started doing the work of loving myself and forgiving myself, it made it like crystal clear to me that I was still allowing people to hurt me and manipulate me. And it made it possible for me to demand better for myself. So I got strong and brave, but I also got humble and grateful. And it made me really appreciate the people in my life that did treat me right. It made me grateful for the right things like respect, trust, honor, loyalty, and love. Love wasn't the magic four-letter word to my heart anymore. It was an action. It was something that you had to show me. And I started to look for it in action. And I started making sure that I returned it through action. So ladies, if you're listening to this and any of what I just said hit home for you, I'm going to say this repeatedly. Know your worth, please. Just because someone says, "I love you," it doesn't make it sincere. I cannot tell you how many times I would self-sabotage a relationship that probably was really, really good and had the opportunity to be really good just because I didn't feel like I deserved what I was getting. And it all came down to me carrying around that shame. And then I can't tell you how many times I stayed in a relationship just because the guy said, I love you. And I chose to make the excuses and believe it. And don't get me wrong, I probably on subconscious level knew this guy is not the right one for you. What are you doing? But because I hadn't forgiven myself and I hadn't done the work, I made myself stay in those types of situations and allowed men to cheat on me or to lie to me or to use me for money or what have you, okay? So just make sure that you know your worth and that you understand that I love you doesn't always come with the sincerity that it should come with. And, you know, like I just said, it starts with yourself. Did your mom or anyone ever tell you, if you don't love you, no one else is going to love you? It is totally true. If you are punishing yourself because you're ashamed or you think that you don't deserve better, stop. Just stop the madness now. Put the blame and shame where it belongs and move on. Own the parts of it that you played in it. Forgive yourself and move on. I do live videos for my business. And this last week I did one where I shared an analogy that my dad said to me that has stuck with me really over the years. And I've applied it to several different parts of my life. Basically, he said, you know, it's dog crap on the bottom of your shoe. Are you going to carry that in your house with you? No, you're going to scrape it off. So it's time to scrape that crap off the bottom of your shoe, ladies. It's time to stop dragging it into your house. And I know that's a, you know, weird analogy, but it really speaks to me. And you know what? I've shared my story about being a prostitute and being sex trafficked. I've shared my story about being a recovering drug addict and being addicted to drugs. And guess what? No one who loved me cared. It didn't make them think any less of me. It didn't make them treat me any less. Yesterday is done and gone. Okay? It's over. There's nothing that you can do to change it. Life doesn't come with a DVR. You can't back the series up and replay a part of it. What's done is done. Leave it in the past. Work through the issues that it caused for you by putting the blame where it belongs. Put the shame where it belongs and forgive yourself. Today is a gift. Today's the present. Today's the present. What are you going to do with it? The gift that you've been given is going to determine what your future holds. So what are you going to do with it? I can tell you for me, I'm going to continue to love myself. I'm going to continue to know my own worth, and I'm going to continue to demand the right treatment for myself by not allowing people who aren't sincere in my orbit. So don't get me wrong. I have family. I love them to pieces. Do all of them completely get it all the time? No. But you know what? They love me. No matter what, they love me unconditionally. I have friends. They're like, you know, I'm in business. I'm a small business owner. They don't understand. And that's totally okay. They don't have to get it. I get it. So I'm going to show up for myself. I'm going to show up for my business and do what I need to do to get that moving and keep it pushing. And I'm going to show up for others. And the way that I show up for others is giving back to my local community. Doing this podcast and getting my message out to other women so that they know, hey, I'm not alone. There's someone who shares this story with me. Oh my God, I've been through that. And that's why I'm not stepping out there and starting a business, because what if someone finds out? Oh my goodness, what's going to happen then? Guess what, ladies? It's not going to matter. Because somebody that's listening to you has been through the same thing, is carrying the same scars, and is living with the same shame. And maybe you stepping out there gives her the courage to step out there and to do the work and overcome it. So forgive yourself and love yourself enough to reach out there and try to achieve those dreams. And if for no other reason, just forgive yourself so that you feel better about yourself. Like I said, I can't tell you how many relationships I self-sabotaged because I did not feel that I was worthy. I show up for other women also and for others by supporting other small business owners and other women who are just starting out in business. So each year, well, this year, usually I have a New Year's resolution. This year, we picked a word for the year. My word was show up. I've even hashtagged it. Hashtag show up. Show up for yourself. Show up for your business. Show up for others. That's going to be my mantra every day, all year long. And this, what I'm talking about here today, ladies, knowing your worth, forgiving yourself, putting the past in the past, working through it and moving on, plays a huge, huge part in that. I never would have gotten to this part in my life had I not done that. I'm going to show up for my family like I always do, because without my family, none of this means anything. I show up for my friends who are my true friends. So I'm not saying just like the girlfriend that I had a million years ago or the bar buddy that I had when I was doing bar crawls or whatever. I mean, the people who continue to show up for me on my good days, my bad days, my horrible days, the ones that are always there, I'm going to show up for them. And I really am going to show up for the other women out there that are just trying to make it through, just trying to overcome everything and, you know, just trying to do better. So I want to thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I want to thank you for joining me again this week. I want to thank you for reaching out to me and showing me all the love and support again. I know I said it at the beginning of the podcast, but I truly don't think you understand how much it meant to me. It was hard for me to share that. Hitting record on that podcast last week and then publishing what the words that I had spoken was probably one of the hardest things that I have done in a really, really long time. I had the biggest pit in the middle of my stomach. And I just was like, I don't know if I can do this. But you know what, ladies? I felt so free the minute I hit publish. And then when the feedback started coming in, oh my God, I was sitting there that night trying to watch a movie with my brother. And I was just in tears with all the messages and the feedback of just love and support. And the first lady that said, hey, we have a lot in common. We need to chat. I mean, that just was like beyond. And I probably got over 70 messages that first day. And it was just so freeing and such a blessing. And it just let me know that God put this on my heart for a reason and that I'm here for a reason to share this with you. Now, I do want to just touch on something before I end the podcast for the week. I'm going to keep these a little bit short because I do want to come back to you every week and I don't want you to get tired of listening to me. But I do just want to say, my plan when I initially sat down to outline this podcast so that I could record it was to go into the whole sex trafficking thing, how that happened, and to share that story with you. As I was writing it and outlining it, I called a friend of mine that is a very good business buddy of mine, Michelle Lopez from 4th Street Design Company. Got to give you a shout out, girl. I love you. But I just was like, you know, I think it's just too much. Like, I think some people want to be supportive and they understand it. But I think this is just going to be too much. And she was like, you know what, girl, you do whatever speaks to your soul. So I will say, if that's something that you've lived through and that you need to talk to someone about, please message me and let me know. And I will talk to you in a one-off. I did share a little bit more of it in a live that I did this last week on my business page. So if you want to hear a little bit more about it, I shared it there. But I really just don't feel the need to lay all that bare for everyone. It was hard to live through. I think it would be really hard to listen to. All that's important is that it happened. It was somebody that I knew, loved, and trusted, and I thought loved me back. I lived in that situation for over 3 years, but I got out of the situation. I got back with my family, I got healthy, and I got off of the drugs, and I have not looked back. If the man showed up on my doorstep tomorrow knocking, I would probably beat him within an inch of his life. Because I'm not that woman anymore. I'm not that girl anymore. That could never happen to me again. And I made sure that I identified within myself the type of choices that I made. And I also identified why I probably made those choices that put me in that position. So I am going to just backtrack just a little bit and just say this. I just want to make sure that everybody understands I had an idyllic childhood. I grew up in Germany. We were stationed in Staffelstein, Germany. I'm an army brat. My parents were wonderful parents. I think it was more of a generation thing. My mom did not talk to me about sex. My sex talk was, you don't have sex until you're married. And that was it. And that was all. Well, all my friends at school were having sex. So when we came back to the States, we got stationed in San Diego, California. It was culture shock. I gave in to peer pressure and became a follower instead of being a leader. And I started sleeping around. I was pregnant by the time I was 17. Figured I would make a bad mistake worse. Not a mistake, because my daughter's not a mistake. Let me take that back. My daughter has been a blessing to me. I am proud of her, and she is probably the best thing I will ever do with my life. I made a lot of poor choices, I will say. And then I decided I would get married on top of that, like right away. That lasted a whole 5 months. There was abuse in that relationship as well. And then I started drinking, partying. My parents came and said, hey, we're going to take Gabrielle so that you can get on your feet and get yourself together. Under the urgence of my good friend Tia, who I thank my lucky stars for every day, because I probably would have lost my child, period. That just put me into a deeper hole where I just, the partying and the started with marijuana and just went on to stronger things. And then I met a guy that kind of helped me level all that out and seem sincere. I had a place to live. He was trying to get me to cut down on the drug use, but he got high too. I mean, it just, I really thought that, you know, it's all going to be okay. I found my one. This is going to be it. And then he invited me away for a weekend and showed me his true colors. So I lived that hell for a little while. So please don't think that I was not loved or it was something that happened in my home life. My parents have always loved me. They've always been there for me. It just, I really think, was a generational gap thing. And also just me not being strong enough to stand up and be the one to say, no, if you love me, you won't ask. If you love me, you'd wait. You know, those things were being said. I just chose to follow the wrong people and make the wrong choices. So I own all of that. So I just want to put that out there. I can tell you that if you're a parent of a teenage daughter, it happens more than you think. And the people that do it to your children are the ones right underneath your nose. And just stand up and tell your girls what they're worth. I made sure that my daughter knew early on, as soon as she started trying to flaunt herself out there, I told her point blank, period, you know, this is what can happen to you. And she was like, oh no, mom, that won't happen. I was like, it happened to me. And I sat her down and gave her all those gory details and explained to her exactly what happened. And that was enough. And it just so happened that she started talking to parents of other girls that were exhibiting that behavior and saying, you know, my mom talked to me because she lived through this. You may want to have her talk to, you know, Betsy Sue. And then Betsy Sue's mom would bring Betsy Sue over and we would talk to him. So if you need to reach out to me and you want to talk it out, I'm more than willing to talk about it. But like I said, I truly didn't think that it would be beneficial to go through it all, like the whole sordid mess, on a podcast. So went completely way back there. That was not in the outline. Just letting you know. So, thanks again for listening. I'm going to just recap again. I've shared my story. No one thinks any less of me. Everybody that loved me before I shared my story still loves me now. I've actually had people say, hey, I love you even more now, if that's at all possible. So I had a couple of negative comments, but you know what? They were people that have never been in my orbit before, and I'm not going to miss them now. It's real easy to hit the ban button on Facebook, I'm just saying. But for the most part, it's been an overwhelming sense of love, support, and just understanding, and it meant the world to me. Yesterday is not coming back. There's no redo. Let it go. It's done, gone. Forgive yourself today in the here, in the now. Do the work, because what you do with today is going to determine what your future holds. I don't know about you, but I got big, big dreams for my future. So again, I want to thank you for listening. This is Sheer Will. I'll be back next week with an all new episode. And thank you so much, ladies. Make sure you know your worth. I love you.